This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I read about a couple married 100 years ago, Diane and Anthony Carlson from Roosevelt, who were interviewed on their 50th wedding anniversary. In that interview, they mentioned driving to visit a couple married the same day as them, the Melvin DeVergsteins of Greenbush. They were also interviewed by the Roseau Times Region on their 50th wedding anniversary in 1972, and I'll read that article today. Like many other pioneer couples, Mr. and Mrs. Melvin DeVergsteins met in a church near Greenbush and more or less grew up together in the same area. He had come from Spring Grove and Big Lake with his parents to homestead. She was born in Huss Township, where her parents homesteaded. "We didn't live too far apart," he offered, "although they did go to different schools. Again, like most pioneer children, they walked, rain, shine, or snow. Their folks visited one another occasionally, and they went to a few dances, to very few movies, and mostly to the monthly Luther League meetings and neighborhood gatherings. People visited then, had ice cream socials, etc.," Mrs. DeVergsteins said. They were married by Reverend Bergie Olson in the Lutheran Parsonage in Greenbush on December 16, 1922, and started homemaking on a farm he had previously purchased. They moved to the farm in the spring, and then lost their home to fire. "But the neighbors pitched in and we all worked together and built a new frame house," Melvin emphasized. "We worked together like that in those days. One of our neighbors was a carpenter, so we just exchanged work." They also exchanged work during threshing season, and Mrs. DeVergsteins can recall many a meal she cooked for 14 men on the threshing crew in addition to the family. She recalled that cooking pork or beef was the easiest meal to prepare. "It wasn't difficult then because we had our own garden things and our own meat," she recalled. They lived on the farm in Barnett until 1946, farming the 160 acres and raising cattle, sheep, chickens, turkeys, about everything, and then bought another farm a mile from Greenbush. He farmed two quarters there, later adding another, mostly raising grain and turkeys. They lived there until 1961, when they quit farming, built a new house in Greenbush, and moved to town. "Farming was good to us. We had some rough years, but we never asked for help. We had some tough times during the Depression, but we didn't want something for nothing. What pulled us through was our garden and meat," they remembered. "They both feel that there are too many people today who want something for nothing, and too many young people who demand things their parents can't afford, just because they see that some other people have those things. Melvin started farming with horses and loved them, but the tractor was easier. We got more work done faster, and we didn't have to fight the mosquitoes and have tails slap us in the face when we harnessed up," he joked. Mrs. DeVergsteins helped him on the farm, often driving the tractor while he rode the binder. "And when threshing season came, I had to milk all 14 cows by hand," she remembered. She also raised big gardens, did the housework, cooked the meals, did the sewing, and I always had to help shock the grain. I couldn't get along without that. Melvin recalled there was little hired help in those days because neighbors worked so much together. He raised five sons on the farm: Anvil, who farms near Greenbush; Delbert, Kansas City, Missouri; Donald, who farms the home farm; Arvid, who is a maintenance engineer in the Greenbush Hospital; and Gerald, who also farms near Greenbush. They have 15 grandchildren also, they are proud to say. Melvin was active in community affairs in addition to farming. He served on the town boards in Hiram and Barnett Township, being chairman in Barnett. He was on the school board as long as he lived on the first farm, and served for 7 years on the Greenbush Hospital board during the time the hospital was being built. He was also on the creamery board in Greenbush for years. "I remember how people used to come to the boards for things," he said. Indicated they don't take as much interest nowadays as they did then. Mrs. DeVergsteins has been active in the ladies' groups in Bethel Church, which they have attended for many years and to which they still belong. They believe people have changed, especially the young people who don't know what work is or what the pioneers went through. They said, "People no longer visit like they used to. Now if they meet, they meet in town and only to say hello," Melvin said ruefully. They also feel that youngsters get money too easily these days. It's getting worse. Some people have no shame. You see able-bodied, healthy people going on food stamps when they can make a living without it. Their names should be published in the paper. Some would feel pretty cheap, he said. He had no objection to helping people who can't find jobs and really need help. They are enjoying their retirement. Melvin has been going out to the boys' place to help every year except this past year. I enjoy doing some work, he emphasizes. He is looking ahead to fall this year. I always like to hunt, and this year I'm going to buy a 20-gauge and go hunting everything with feathers, he smiled. You'll most likely get chipmunks, his wife joked. She loves to raise flowers and is now making quilts, keeping house and cooking. I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't do that, she confides. They plan to continue enjoying their modern home in Greenbush, which they contrast with pioneer years. Electricity was the biggest change for us. It was like daylight in the barn when it came, instead of those old black lanterns, he recalls. She remembers very well the big changes it made in their home. Yes, he said, now everything in the kitchen is electric, from the coffee pot to the stove. Even their home is all electrically heated. They have no desire to travel much, love their home and their friends in Greenbush, just plan to continue as we are, they concluded. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.